On this week's episode, the Journal of Narrative Theory hosts a competition to cultivate the culture of Detroit. EMU welcomes Latasha Brown to be the keynote speaker for the university's Black History Month celebration. Eastern Michigan University's Department of Africology and African American Studies hosts a virtual event called The State of Civil Rights in America, What Does the Future Portend? In honor of Black History Month. An EMU student government accepts a new senator application and decides on Resolution 107-05. In community news, the University of Michigan held a virtual town hall to discuss COVID-19 and the African American community. And Ipsy Studios closes after 16 years. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On March 18th, the Journal of Narrative Theory, also known as JNT, run by EMU's Department of English, will host their 2021 dialogue event, Detroit as a Narrative Space. Established in 1971, JNT is an international journal that publishes three times a year and emphasizes theoretical essays and discussing history. Prior to the event, JNT hosted a flash nonfiction writing competition for people who live and work in Detroit. Dr. Christine Neufeld, JNT's editor and professor at EMU, had this to say about the event.
This year we decided that we wanted to have our event, the dialogue, focus on Detroit as a space where people are telling stories and where storytelling is really important. Also thinking about community values that are important and activism. In order to have this event, we wanted to do something special because we wanted to somehow make this about more than just people from EMU coming and talking. So we thought this is the best time to think about what storytelling is doing because so much is going on in Detroit. So we thought, what if we actually invite Detroiters to tell their stories?
The winner of the contest will be announced during the virtual event on March 18th, will receive a cash prize, and will be featured on JNT's website and social media. The keynote speakers for this event will be Desiree Cooper and Kim D. Hunter, who are both Detroit-based authors. To register for this event, you can go to the link on our website. In honor of Black History Month, EMU's Department of Africology and African American Studies held a virtual event on February 18th, entitled The State of Civil Rights in America, What Does the Future Portend? The keynote speaker for this event was Mark Francer, who is an attorney for the Racial Justice Project of America Civil Liberties Union. During his speech, Francer discussed the abolition of slavery, Jim Crow laws, the civil rights movement, as well as his personal experiences being a Black man in America. At the end of the event, there was a Q&A session, and Dr. Okafor, who is the head of the Africology Department, discussed the programs that are available to students. To see what programs are available, you can go to www.emish.edu/aaas/programs. On February 24th, Campus Life and the Center of Race and Ethnicity welcomed Latasha Brown as the keynote speaker for the university's Black History Month celebration, the founders of a new America. Brown is the co-founder of the Black Voters Matter Fund, the funding project director of Grantmakers for Southern Progress, and a founding member of the Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors Gulf Coast Fund for Community Renewal and Ecological Health. Brown's speech was entitled, Who Will Save American Democracy? The Role of Women, Young Voters, and the People of Color in American Politics. Her speech focuses on vision, voice, and victory. Lastly, in university news, Eastern Michigan University student government met on February 23rd at 6:30. During this meeting, Jesse Queek's senator application was approved. As a senator, Queek hopes to create a meal plan sharing program. This program will allow students to donate leftover swipes to students who experience food insecurity. After much deliberation, student government opted to veto Resolution 105, which would have gotten rid of parliamentarians' right to vote. As of right now, there are 16 senators. If you are interested in applying, the deadline is March 8th, and the application can be found on www.emusg.com. The next student government meeting is on March 9th at 6:30 via Zoom. In community news, local fitness center Ipsy Studio has closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. For 16 years, Ipsy Studio offered numerous services, including personal training and group classes for yoga and indoor cycling. Here is the owner, Julia Collins, on her experience running the studio.
I saw the growing community. I saw a real need in Ypsilanti for a boutique fitness studio. You know, there were lots of big box gyms around, but there wasn't any place that was just small and the classes were manageable. The teachers could see all of the participants in there to ensure that they were, you know, really learning something and doing well in class without doing themselves any harm. And the smallness really pushed that intimacy. Then people became friends. I mean, I can't tell you how many people met and became really good friends just from going to the studio together. It was great.
Even though the physical location is closed, Collins will offer classes and group sessions via Zoom. For more information on Ipsy Studios virtual classes, you can go to Julia Collins' Twitter at Ipsy Studio. On January 16th, the University of Michigan held a virtual town hall to discuss COVID-19 in the African American community. This event had three panelists, Bishop Harry S. Grayson, Keila Samuels, and Jesse Kimbrough. Bishop Grayson, who is a pastor of Mesa Temple Church, talked about his personal experience with being diagnosed with the coronavirus. Samuels, as a clinical pharmacist, discussed the coronavirus vaccine and possible side effects and how she received the vaccine herself on January 4th. Kimbrough, the adjunct professor in the Division of Hospital Medicine, discussed COVID and racial disparities. For more information about this event, you can go to the link on our website. As always, thank you for listening, and we hope you have a restful wellness week. This episode was reported by Emily Barnbay, Catherine Lenz, Bianca Ramsey, and Emma Henry. Scripted by Jasmine Boyd and produced by Ashley Bueller and Ethan Myers. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.